On any given summer night in Appleton, you're likely to find future baseball phenoms on the rise. Veteran baseball players rehabbing from old injuries, or promotional events that might even put the Brewers sausage race to shame. It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And that's because Appleton is home to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a minor league team for the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And baseball in Wisconsin's long been a fun, affordable, and unforgettable experience for all ages. Our guest this morning is one of those who work hard to keep it that way. So what do you want to know about what it takes to run a successful minor league baseball team? And what's your favorite memory of going to one of these minor league games? Join our conversation, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us when you get a chance, ideas@WPR.org. Rob Zerjav is president, CEO, and managing partner of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. The minor league baseball team is based in Appleton. Zerjav is Baseball America's Minor League Executive of the Year for 2023. And Rob, congratulations.
Thanks, Lee. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, what's it mean to be the minor league executive of the year?
It's flattering. It's quite the honor. There's 120 minor league baseball teams, and the peers I have in this wonderful sport are fantastic, great operators. And when I got the message from Baseball America, I was a little shocked. But we have a great group of people, and I think as an organization, definitely something that we deserve. And I guess me being at the top, I'm the one that get these wonderful accolades.
So you are now entering, as I understand it, your 28th season with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. How did it all start for the guy who's now president, CEO, and managing partner?
Yeah, crazy story. I originally from Green Bay, went to college at UW-Whitewater. I've always been a baseball fan, kind of growing up in Green Bay, I was the baseball guy in the football town and would have loved to work in baseball. Never thought it'd be a possibility. I graduated from college and ended up taking an unpaid internship with the Timber Rattlers. All of my friends thought I was absolutely crazy because you go to school to get a paid job. And here I am graduating and taking an unpaid job. But my parents were great, very supportive, and yeah, started as an unpaid intern, fell in love with minor league baseball, then ended up getting hired in ticket sales, realized this is what I wanted to do for a career. Every time I was ready to kind of move up and move on, something opened up with the Timber Rattlers, and I was named president and GM when I was 27. Figured, you know, this was what I wanted to do. That was my goal. That's what I wanted to do. I achieved that at such a young age. And never in a million years did I think ownership was going to be a part of the equation. But the world is strange. COVID happened, and we needed to pivot as an organization. And I ended up being a part of our ownership group now. And things are really, again, we've always been very successful, but really have taken off over the last couple of years.
We're talking about the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the state's minor league baseball team. Our guest is Rob Zerjav, the team's president, CEO, and managing partner. And going back to Baseball America, which named you their minor league executive of the year, they also call 2023 a banner year for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. What happened over this past year to this team that got so much attention?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we have a fantastic staff. We have 30 full-time staff members. And just they do a fantastic job. And as a group, this year, attendance was up over 10% from a revenue standpoint. And again, as a minor league team, we're an affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Brewers provide us all of the players and our coaching staff. So we really don't have any control of how well the team does on the field. Our goal is to make sure people have a great time when they come out to the ballpark. From a revenue standpoint, it was our best year ever in every sector that we have, from corporate sponsorship to ticket sales to merchandise to special events. So yeah, it was just a fantastic year. Great to see people coming out. We had a major renovation to the ballpark this past year, over a $12 million renovation that we wrapped up back in April, and just added some really neat amenities to the stadium. So in a lot of ways, it was, a truly banner year.
So what does that portend for 2024 for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, you smile, you look back, and you say, boy, we achieved an awful lot in 23. And the question is, well, what's next? So We're working on that right now. We have a lot of great promotions planned, so it's just, again, stacking success on top of success. We really feel good about the direction we're going. Again, we always want to see attendance go up. The Brewers have a fantastic minor league system, and we're really excited about the team that we're going to have this next year. As I mentioned, we don't control how they do, but it is always a good thing when we win on the field. And we're really excited about some of the prospects, and we're really excited about the prospects the Brewers have at the major league level. A lot of them that have come through Appleton, and it's great to see these guys succeed. And I think 2024 is going to be another great year to see former Timber Rattlers with the Milwaukee Brewers and making an impact at that major league level.
Why didn't Rob Zergev ever go to the majors?
That was my initial thought when I got in. I figured, I'll get into minor league baseball, get my foot in the door. And I want to get to Major League Baseball. But honestly, again, I fell in love with what minor league baseball is all about. The community aspect, the family friendliness, affordability. And yeah, and it still was wrapped around baseball, which was always a passion of mine. So I looked at it as I like the opportunity to be involved with a lot of different sectors. When you're in minor league baseball, you can have your hands involved in the marketing and the promotions and the stadium operations and the baseball operations. At the major league level, when you're in kind of a career path, if you're in ticket sales, focus on ticket sales. Don't have any, don't, you know, we don't want to hear your ideas on marketing. We don't want to hear your ideas on something else. Minor league baseball, you get to be a kind of a part of everything. And I really like that and having an ability, even when I was just starting out, to have a voice. And I always liked that and pretty much decided this is what I want to do. And I really, really enjoy the minor league aspect.
Rob, it sounds great. So I'm going to turn the tables on you here and ask, what are some of the challenges you face as president, CEO, and managing partner of a minor league baseball team? What are some of the obstacles you find that you have to overcome?
Again, we're a business, and I'll tell my two boys, as they're getting older and looking for work, it's still a job. I do get to go to a baseball stadium every day, but it's still a job, and there's a grind, and we put in long hours. It's 15-hour days during the summer. It's working weekends, and it's that grind, and it's keeping good people on staff. And we've really developed a great culture, so we've been very fortunate. Most teams in minor league baseball are going to tell you it's very transient, where you're seeing staff members move on and move into Major League Baseball, or go into the NBA, or move up to the NFL, or go on to something else. We've been very fortunate in Appleton to have close to over half of our staff has been with us for over 10 years, which
Wow.
just is honestly an anomaly in minor league baseball. And I think that is attributed to our success. So that's one of the biggest challenges is managing people, making sure people are happy, and they're continuing to be challenged and want to grow with us and finding those opportunities. And we've been very, very fortunate to keep people around and continue to grow and give more people opportunities to continue to grow with us.
Rob Zergev is Wisconsin Timber Rattlers president, CEO, and managing partner. And he started with the Timber Rattlers 27 years ago as an unpaid intern. For those listening who are baseball fans like yourself, who might not be able to throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball or hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, but still want to be part of baseball, is there still room for people who are interested, love the game, to get involved like you did 27 years ago?
Yeah, and I think when I was in college, I had no idea about minor league baseball. I didn't know the opportunities to work in sports. I think universities are doing a better job now. They even have sports management majors. But there's huge opportunity to get involved in well, for specifically in baseball. And whether it's in the front office and having it as a full-time job, or it's just a part-time job, we have over 500 game day employees that work with us over the course of the summer, whether that be as an usher, ticket taker, working in the parking lot, our souvenir shop, concessions, food and beverage. We have a year-round banquet facility at our stadium. So we have executive chefs on staff. We have a full kitchen. There's a lot of opportunities to work at the ballpark, and we find it's the first job for a lot of the kids in our area, 15, 16-year-olds coming to work for us. But then we have a lot of people that have been with us again for a long time, or they retire and they're looking for something to do over the summer, or they're a teacher and again just want to have a fun job. And so we have a wide array, and it's really neat to see our group of staff members. Again, there's over 500 of us, ranging from 15 all the way up to 70 years old. And it's just one big family. And again, I speak to culture before. It's a great place to work, and we really enjoy, and I enjoy going to work, and just specifically being with the people that we get to work with. And then you throw our fans on top of that. And it's like a family. It's a baseball family that we have here in Appleton.
We're taking you out to the old ball game this morning, and with our guest, Rob Zerjav, President, CEO, and Managing Partner of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. You can join our conversation if you've got stories of your time at the ballpark that you'll never forget. If you've got questions about what it's like to operate a minor league team that's part of the Milwaukee Brewers organization, you can join us 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is this year's Minor League Baseball Executive of the Year, according to Baseball America. Rob Zerjav is President, CEO, and Managing Partner of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, where he's done a little bit or a lot of everything over the last 27 years. And there's still time for your favorite ballpark stories or questions for our guest. Join us, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Rob, I want to know what it's like when some of these Milwaukee Brewers end up rehabbing down at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton, and what it's like to get the likes of Colton Wong or Brandon Woodruff to join the team, even for a little bit. What's it like for the organization and the fans?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's been interesting. We became a Brewers affiliate over 10 years ago. And I remember our first rehab, it was a pitcher, Dave Bush. Not a big well-known name at the time with the Brewers, but fans came out of the woodwork to come and see him. So from our standpoint, it really boosts attendance. But we've been very fortunate. Jonathan Lucroy had a four-game rehab with us a number of years ago. Ryan Braun did a rehab with us. As you mentioned, this past year, Brandon Woodruff was with us, and it brings an excitement to the ballpark. It again reinforces that tie we have with the Milwaukee Brewers. And honestly, I think it helps the players as well. Brandon Woodruff specifically has spoken about it, how he's done a rehab with us the past 2 years. When he came the first time, how it just kind of reinvigorated his love for the game of baseball. It simplified it. The fact that he's there on the field, and we have a program called the Field of Dreams, where local Little League teams get to go run out onto the field with the players for the national anthem. And he said, you know, it's just crazy. You know, at the big league level, you're kind of distanced from the fans. But here I am standing on a ball field ready to pitch. And I've got a 10-year-old standing next to me and just looking up to me. And he just said, you know, that just meant a lot to him. And it really helped him kind of brought him back to enjoying the game. It's not just a business, but it is a game. And so I think it goes both ways. And again, it's great for our fans. It's great for our organization. But I think it's good for the players as well.
And what about the names that you don't know yet, but you will remember once they make it to the bigs? What's it like to bring young phenoms into the team that you know are just going to climb the minor league ranks until they make it to the big show?
Yeah, it's been really interesting over the last couple of years, because in the past, it was a slower process where it would take a couple of years for a player that was with us to eventually make it to the majors. But recently, it's been a player like a Sal Frelick has been with us 1 year, and the next year he's playing for the Milwaukee Brewers. A player like Garrett Mitchell, who was with us, the next year he's with the Milwaukee Brewers. And you're going to see the Brewers recently, their big prospect is Jackson Churio, and he was with us 2 years ago. He just signed the largest contract for a baseball player that's never played in the big leagues. And he's the top prospect. People are really excited about him. And people, I think, knew that when he was with us. And that's what's kind of exciting is when I first started, nobody knew who any of these guys were. They didn't know who was going to be the next superstar. But now with social media and fans kind of have an interest in who are the next superstars. They get to know them a little bit beforehand, and we'll have the Brewers' number one picks that have been with us the last couple of years. So people know just with that they were a high draft pick. They're going to be good. But again, they're on their way a lot faster than they have been. Where you're seeing a pitcher we had just this past year, Jacob Mizrowski, throws 100 miles an hour, extremely dominant pitcher, and he'll probably be with the Brewers again in 2024. So it's really neat to see how fast it's happening, and the fact that you're seeing guys with the Timber Rattlers 1 year, and they're going to be helping your favorite baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers, the next year.
Rob Zurjav is the Timber Rattlers president, CEO, and managing partner. You can still join the show at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. One of the things that stands out to me in minor league games are the promotions and the fun that you have between innings or before the, and even after the game. Rob, if you had to pick a favorite promotion or two that you've seen over your tenure at the Timber Rattlers, what would it be?
Yeah, right now, again, this has been something we've been doing, and I've tried to figure out how many times I've seen it. After the fourth inning for us, we bring out the world famous Brotzuka, and it's gone global. Social media has really blown it up, but we have a giant oversized Brot cannon, and we'll shoot anywhere between 10 and 15 Brots into the stands. It goes around the warning track and shoots Brots into the crowd. Happens every game. And it's been, I think I've seen it over 1,000 times, but every time I hear the music that intros the Brotzuka, I stop where I am and I watch it. And it's something that never gets old to me, but we do it, and we do it every game, but it's become kind of a signature for the Timber Rattlers. But again, sure makes a great partner of ours, and we've been doing the Brotzuka. That's probably going on 26 years. And for me, that one never gets old, but we'll do fireworks every Friday and Saturday, which everybody loves. But we'll have the wacky promotions as well. We've rebranded ourselves as the Wisconsin Udder Tuggers in the last couple of years. And that's again
I've seen
gone
those shirts,
somewhat.
by the way. I've seen those shirts, and I was wondering what that was. That's you.
That is us, yes. We rebrand in support of Wisconsin in June, Dairy Month. We've always had a Dairy Month promotion, but we thought we'd take it to the next level. Rebrand, the logo turned out absolutely fantastic. Merchandise has just flown off the shelves, and it's become so big. It's become now a 4-day weekend for us every June, where we rebrand. But we have a new mascot. Buttercup is our mascot over that period of time. And yeah, there's specific promotions, and just again, it's a focus on Wisconsin and the dairy industry and how much that means to our state. And people have a lot of fun with it, and it's gone over extremely well. But we've gotten pretty good at the alternate identities. And this past year, we were the Lake Winnebago Shantymen. That ties into sturgeon spearing on Lake Winnebago. We've been the Wisconsin Brats, which obviously Brats are extremely important to our culture here in Wisconsin as well. So we try to have a lot of fun. So whether you're a baseball fan or not, you're going to have a good time at the ballpark. And as I said before, we can't control the product on the field. We really try as hard as we can to make it a fun time when you're coming out to a ball game.
So it may be a little early for us to think spring, but it's never too early to think spring training. The home opener for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers is set for Friday, April 5th. Team set to play the Peoria Chiefs. How are the Timber Rattlers looking this year, Rob?
Yeah, we're excited. I think, yeah, we're down to 92 days. So we're under 100 days till opening day. And hopefully the weather will cooperate. And I think we're going to have a really, really good team this year. We're excited about what the Brewers are going to provide to us. Some of the guys that we had last year to finish the year are going to be back, and very talented group. And then promotion-wise, we're really excited about the lineup that we have. We're putting that out. We put out our top 30 promotions right before the holidays. That's all available at timberrattlers.com. But yeah, really excited about this season and what we're going to do. And again, just grow on what we were able to accomplish in 2023, and again, have a good time at the ballpark.
Rob Zurjav, we got about a minute left, but what's the one memory that sticks with you that could best explain why you've stuck with the Timber Rattlers over these years?
Again, and I think it's the people that you meet at the ballpark. I think it's the friendships you make. And for me, honestly, I met my wife at the ballpark, and you know, I think that's probably the best part of it is that relationship that was forged, and all the other friendships and all the other people I've had the chance to meet and around in the industry. And again, as I said, growing up a baseball fan, and now being again, I grew up as a Milwaukee Brewer fan, being a part of their organization as well and tied in with them. It's been fantastic.
Baseball America's Minor League Executive of the Year for 2023, Rob Zerjav, thank you for joining us this morning.
No, Lee, I really appreciate it. And we hope to see you up in Appleton sometime this summer.
Wouldn't miss it. President, CEO, and Managing Partner of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. I'm Rob Zerjav, our guest, and I'm Lee Rayburn. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.